Blog Talk Radio.
We're gonna go back and do it one more time. Everybody, God of mercy. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Welcome, 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 welcome you all to Sunday service. God bless you. It is a privilege and an honor to be here today. Welcome.
Welcome, everyone, every one of you that have joined us. Welcome to Sunday service.
Sunday service here on the Preacher and the Pastor Show. We're so excited about what God is doing in this season, in my life, in your life. I know a lot of times it don't look like God is moving, you know, because
We're
looking forward to coming a way that our minds can think.
Right.
We can't begin to think how God think and, you know how he's going to move in our situation. Even though we may ask God to help us, we don't understand how he's going to send the help or how he's going to provide that help to us. So we just thank God for moving in our life.
Yes, thank God for moving in our life and moving in the right time.
Right time in the right direction.
Right time and right direction. So we thank God.
Amen, amen. Welcome to Sunday service. We're so happy to have you. We pray that all is well and good in your house, and we know it is because we trust God. As believers, we can be sure that when you have God, we have all that we need. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries. This is a platform that God has provided for us to bring Sunday service and to be able to teach and preach and receive as well as we're teaching and preaching. We're being fed. So it's important that you're being fed and we're being fed. I don't know about you, Pastor, that, you know, it's like cooking. Some of us, when we cook, we eat while we're cooking. And they say, hey, we see you with a plate. And you say, I already ate.
Amen.
So as I'm cooking, as I'm feeding you, I'm eating at the same time. Amen.
That's right. The word of God is enough for all of us. Even the one that's delivering the word.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Again, welcome to Sunday service. And we're so excited again what God is doing. We want to pray for you. And then we'll go right into our scripture and the word today. We won't keep you too long. It's only 1 hour. We thank God. I call it the power hour.
Amen.
A power hour service. And people, you know, a lot of people don't get to church until the power hour. You know, some people, they walk in right when, you know, the sermon is about to take place, you know. So we're going to start calling it this the power hour.
Yes, yes, the power. Okay, I received that, the power hour.
The power hour. It just came to me, the power hour. So we just thank God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the preacher and the pastor here on Sunday service. And let us start with prayer. God bless you. Father God, we just want to say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you, Father God, that all that you're doing, all that you're about to do in our lives, Father God. And Lord, we just want to thank you, Father God, for healing us and delivering us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we know that there's nowhere that we can go that you cannot reach us, Father God. So, Father God, we thank you for your outstretched hand on this morning, on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we believe, but Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief, Father God. Increase our faith on today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, show us your ways, Father God. Lord, we pray for divine position for everyone that is tuned in on today, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, position us, Father God, to receive every blessing, every favor that you have for us, every healing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every form of protection, Lord God. And Lord, I ask that you increase us in our faith, in our strength, in the power of the Holy Ghost, Lord God. Increase us in our peace, Lord God. Increase us in our favor in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Increase us in good health, oh Lord. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, oh God, because we know what you, Father God, that all things are possible, oh God. And we stand on that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you fill each of us with your precious Holy Spirit. We ask you to fill each of us with all the fruits of your Holy Spirit, including your love, your joy, your peace, your gentleness, your goodness, your meekness, your faithfulness, and your self-control. Heavenly Father, in Christ Jesus' holy name, we ask you to fill each one of us, oh God, oh Lord, with the Holy Spirit, Lord God, with the Holy Ghost anointing and power. Cover us with your presence right now, your anointing, your power, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to heal us and fill us, oh God, with your Holy Spirit and power, and cover us right now, oh God, with your anointing and presence, and to fill us and seal us with your peace, your character, and nature. We ask you to do all these things in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, according to John 14:14, to God be the glory. As the song says, the anointing, oh God, we thank you for the anointing, the Bible declares that it is the anointing that destroys the yoke of the enemy. So we decree and declare that the yoke of the enemy has been destroyed right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And all that the enemy has set out to do to cause confusion, to cause us to feel a certain type of way, to cause negative feelings against each other, against ourselves, self-hatred, self-guilt, pride, self-centeredness, oh God, we thank you right now that we can come against it, and we come against it right now with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I uproot every seed that was planted by the enemy in your life to cause confusion, sickness, disease, separation right now, division in your life, financial strife, struggle right now, your peace. I come against and I uproot that seed with the power and the blood of Jesus Christ with all its roots and tentacles right now. In Jesus Christ's holy name, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord God. We come asking for more of you, Lord God, and less of ourselves, Father God. Lord, give us you. Everything else can wait. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, oh God. Thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, we can't thank you enough, but yet still we want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tongues apiece, we still could not thank you enough, but we just want to say thank you, Lord. Have mercy on us, oh God. Have mercy on our family, Lord God. Bring us back together again,
yes,
oh God,
Lord,
where the enemy has caused separation and division,
you,
oh God. For whatever reason, Father God, we know that you're God that can do all things, oh God. So, God, we pray for divine unity of our family. Family, Lord God, that we will come back together in love and peace and harmony to help. Oh, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you and we love you. Oh, Lord, have your way. Mighty and we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
We thank the Holy Spirit for being present. We thank the Holy Spirit for being our eyes, being our words, and being every single word that proceeded out of our mouth in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Scripture reading today, I want to start over here, Luke chapter 10, and we'll start right here, 38 verse. Well, I want to ask a question. What or who is needed in your life? What is needed in your life? Or who is needed in your life? Now, Luke chapter 10, and let's start here at 38. It says, Now it came to pass, and there went, and they entered into a village, a certain woman named Martha received him into a house. Now, this is Martha, she received Jesus into her house. And 39 said, and she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. 40 says, but Martha was crumbling about much serving and came to him. She came to Jesus and said, Lord, do as I not care that my sister have left me to serve alone. Bid her that she come and help me. And 41 says, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. So what Jesus is saying is, you know, you have a lot of cares. You know, you're caring about, you're worrying about a lot of things. You're anxious about a lot of things. You're looking for help to do a lot of things. And 42 says, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken from her. So now what the scripture is saying, what he was speaking is that, you know, you're caring, you have a lot of things that you are caring about. There's a lot of things that you are trying to do. There's a lot of things that you are trying to accomplish. A lot of things you're trying to show up. But your sister, she realized that who is in her presence, who she's in the presence of. Now, when Mary, she realized that, you know, this is God, that I'm in the presence, it says she sat. So I'm realizing, you know, that, hey, when you sit down, you know, you're in a position to where you are resting. And when you're sitting down and you're listening to, she was listening to Jesus, so she was receiving, the word says she heard. She said, and she heard his word. Now, that is one thing that I know that is needed in my life. Now, what is needed in my life more than anything, I can say I need money. I can say I need a car. I can say I need a house. I can say I need healing. I can say all these. I can say I need deliverance. I can say I need forgiveness. But the one thing that I know that I need is, and I cannot do without, I cannot do without the Word. I cannot do without Jesus. Jesus is the Word. Jesus Christ is the Word. And it says over here in John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So how can I expect to live a life without the Word? How can I live a life without Jesus? Now, he was there in the beginning, and he's always there. It's just like having, your Bible, and you have your Bible. Now, you got the Word, but you don't open it up, and you don't read it. So you haven't heard the Word. You got the Word. You have access to it, but you haven't opened it up, and you have not read it. So because you have not opened it up and you have not read it, how can you expect things to show up in your life that you have not received yet? Now, it's available for you. The Word of God, and right here in John, it says that, you know, in the beginning was the Word. See, now we have written Word. The Word is written down. It's in the Bible, and it's written for us. You know, in our Bible, it'll sit on our bookshelf. It'll sit on our kitchen table. It'll sit on the coffin table. It'll sit on the end table. It'll sit there, and we'll use it for a coaster. You know, we keep it, but we won't open it up, and you won't get inside of it and actually hear a word from God, which is needful in your life. Now, we know the Word of God is described as seed. It's described as seed because once you get the Word of God, this is what embeds itself inside of your heart. And when it's inside of your heart, it's inside of your mind. And when it's inside of your mind, see, now you're thinking right. You're thinking on the right thing. You're not worried about all these different things that are going on in your life because you have Jesus. And you're keeping your eyes on him, and you're focusing all your attention on that and not on your problem. Now, we all do that. We are human. We all, you know, fall short sometimes, you know, but sometimes we have to get to that place like, wait a minute. I'm doing all this worrying. I'm doing all this fearing. I have all these things that's going on. Have I took time to sit down, like Mary, to sit down and hear the Word of God? Have I did that? Am I satisfied with the amount of time that I'm spending in the Word of God? Am I satisfied with the amount of time that I'm spending communicating, talking to the Lord, and the Lord talking back to me? Because if we can really answer that question, then we can really see what's always going wrong or what's always going right in our life. I need Jesus, and everybody in this world needs Jesus. Amen.
Hey, man, if you just can't tune in to Sunday service here in the Preacher and the Pastor Show, we just want to thank God for you. May God continue to strengthen you on Wednesdays. We're going to have our announcements there on Wednesdays. We have our Wednesday night Bible study. You can tune in on Wednesdays on conference call. You can tune in, call in on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. The number is 978-990-5417. Again, yes. That number is 978-990-5417. Access code is 434-1580-pound. Again, that access code is 434-1580-pound. We would like for you to join us on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. for our Bible study, and we thank God for it. Definitely Holy Ghost filled and led. Again, welcome to Sunday service. We're going to get a little praise and worship music, and we'll be right back for the message as the world will go forward for Pastor Tawanika Manning. We thank God for you. Stay tuned.
Breaking news now that's going to change with the weather. Today's forecast shows that those thunderstorms are finally moving out, and the rest of the week is going to be beautiful.
And I know.
Boy, get back.
because eventually.
And it's gonna run out of rain.
But I know.
I think it's worth.
Yeah. And I know.
Boy,
it gets
better.
You survive the past.
You'll hold on.
Now tell your future I'm on the way. Wait for it, yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome everyone back to Sunday service. Now we're ready for the message part of the service today. It's going to be delivered by Pastor Tawanika Mann. We thank God for you. Let the Holy Spirit use you. Amen.
Amen. Father God, we just want to thank you, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to be here in the land of the living. Father God, we know because of you that we are here, not because of ourselves or nothing that we've done. So, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for being that vessel that you flow through, Holy Spirit. I decrease, Lord God, that you may have all the increase in me right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let your words be spoken, Lord God, not my words, but your words, Lord God. Oh, Lord, I ask that you use me, mighty Lord God, for your glory. I give it all over to you. It is in Jesus' name that we pray, and we all say amen. Again, I'd like to welcome you all to Sunday service. Again, I'm just so appreciated. It's nothing like being used by God and being not just called but chosen for such a time as this, not just for myself but for my family and those that I come in contact with. And so today I was asking God, I was like, okay, what is the word for today? And what I got was God was saying, I need you to go back. I've preached this before, and to ask people, who is your God? Because people have made many things their God. So God is saying, ask them, who is your God? Who is it that you're depending on? What is it that you give all your time to? You know, what is it that you made your God? And people understand you can make things your God, and we'll talk about it today in the Bible. And people have worshiped other gods, and God said in the Bible that there should be no other gods before me. So that lets you know that there were other gods, but there should be no other gods before him. Money. People have made money their gods. Their children, clothing, cars, their work, their God. Anything that you give all your time to is your God. And we're going to talk about that today here on Sunday service as I'm asking, as God is saying, who is your God? Who is your God? Ask yourself that. And you'll find that when you ask yourself, who is my God? Who have I given all my time to? Who have I trusted in for everything? Is it my doctor? Is it my lawyer? Is it my children? Is it my grandchildren? Is it my money? Have I made food my God? Is that what I rely on when I'm hurting them down? What do you grab? What do you go to? Who do you go to when you can't do it? Who do you go to when you feel like giving up? Who do you go to? Then that is your God. What is the first thing that's on your mind when you get up? Then that has become your God. If it's not God that you go to each and every morning, every part of your day that you're thanking God, if that's the thing, because some people, they're so busy working and working, trying to have money, that they've made money their God, and everything is surrounded by money. They wake up with money on their mind. They go to bed with money on their mind, so money has became their God, or wanting to have a husband, or having a husband or wife. They've made a man and woman their God, or their children. They worship their children. So we have to be careful. Who is your God? As we talk about here today. And I'm going to take you all to 1 Kings. You all give you time to get there. 1 Kings chapter 18. And we're going to start at verse 20 through 39. That's 1 Kings, chapter 18, verses 20 through 39. Now, here in these scriptures, it's talking about Elijah as he's talking to the people about the gods that they've been worshiping. And you'll see here where their God that doesn't speak, that doesn't show up, and, you know, they're calling on their God. So we'll learn more about who is your God in the time of your need. Will your God show up? Will your God deliver you? Will your God deliver you, heal you, set you free? A lot of times we've made medication our God, and that medication is still not delivering us from that sickness. We've made food our God. It's still not delivering us. We run to the drink. We run to people, and some of us worship statues, and you see that all in different parts of the world. So the Bible says, if you all are there in 1 Kings, that's chapter 18, verse 20 reads, so Ahab sent for all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together on Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to all the people and said, how long will you falter between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow him. But if Baal, follow him. But the people answered him not a word. Then Elijah said to the people, I alone am left a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. Verse 23 says, therefore, let them give us two bulls, and let them choose one bull for themselves. Cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. And I will prepare the other bull and lay it on the wood, but put no fire under it. Then, verse 24 says, then you will call on the name of your gods, and I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God who answers by fire, he is God. Amen. So right here, Elijah challenged the people to take a stand, to follow whoever was the true God. Why did so many people waver between the two choices? So perhaps if some were not sure, and many, however, knew that the Lord was God, but they enjoyed the sinful pleasures and other benefits that came with following Ahab and his idolatrous worship. So it is important to take a stand for the Lord. So if we just drift along with whatever is pleasant and easy, we will someday discover that we have been worshiping false gods. So the question is, who is your God? Verse 25 says, now Elijah said to the prophets of Baal, choose one bull for yourselves and prepare it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it. Verse 26 says, So they took the bull which was given them, and they prepared it and called on the name of Baal from morning even till noon, soon saying, oh, Baal, hear us. So then they're calling on their God, Baal, Baal, hear us. They've been calling them from morning even to noon, saying, oh, Baal, hear us. But there was no voice. There no one answered. Then they leaped about the altar which they had built. And verse 27 said, and so it was at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud for he is a God. So we're talking about Baal here. Either he is meditating, or he is busy, or he is on a journey, or perhaps he is sleeping and must be awakened. Verse 28, so see, now he's taunting them, saying, oh, well, maybe your God took a vacation. Maybe he went somewhere. Maybe he's too busy right now. Or maybe he's on a journey, and he'll get back to you. Verse 28 says, so they cried aloud and cut themselves as their custom, whenever they were going through some requirement, they would cut themselves with knives and lances into the blood gushed out on them. And verse 29 says, and when midday was passed, they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice. But there was no voice. There was no answer. No one paid attention. Verse 30 says, then Elijah said to all the people, come near to me. So all the people came near to him, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord had come, saying, Israel shall be your name. Then with the stones he built an altar in the name of the Lord, and he made a trench around the altar large enough to hold two seas of seed. And he put the wood in order and cut the bull in pieces and laid it on the wood and said, fill four water pots with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Then verse 34 said, then he said, do it a second time. And then they did it a second time. And he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. So the water ran all around the altar. And he also filled the trench with water. I don't know about you, but when I'm trying to start a fire, I don't pour water of what I'm trying to start up. I don't know about you.
Right.
See, here when we look at verse 29, let's go back to verse 29. It said, and when the midday was past, they prophesied until the time offered. So although the prophets of Baal raved all afternoon and no one answered them, their God was silent because it was not real. The gods we may be tempted to follow are not idols of wood or stone or paper, but they are just as false and dangerous because they cause us to depend on something other than God. Who is your God? So the power status appears or material possessions can become our God if we devote our lives to them, our time to them, our all to them. But when we reach times of crisis and desperate measures, we call out to these gods and there will be no answer. There will be only silence. They can offer no true answers, no guidance, or no wisdom. So here when we look at verse 31, using 12 stones that Isaiah used, the 12 stones to build the altar took courage. This would have angered some of the people because it was a solid reminder of the split between the tribes. So while the 10 tribes of the north called themselves Israel, it was a name originally given to all 12 of the tribes together. So this was a chance that he was taking. So we go back to verse 35. So the water ran all around the altar, and he also filled the trench with the water. Then verse 36, when you say, who is your God? Who is your God? Who is it that you go to? That when you call upon him, he will answer. That he will feed you in the wilderness. That he will make a river run through the desert places. Verse 36 says, and it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, my, it can't shout my bullshit. I don't know about you, but when I call on my God, he answers me. When I call on my God, he delivers me. When I call on my God, he sets me free. When I call on my God, he protects me. When I call
on my God,
he lifts up a standard. When they come in like a flood, when my enemies try to come against me, all I got to do is be still. A lot of us got to move and shake and fight. But when I call on my God, he said, wait on me. I will fight your battle. There is victory when I wait on my God. So here the Bible says.
Yes.
So here the Bible says. Then the fire. Oh God. I'm gonna go back. And it came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elijah the prophet came near and said, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel, and I am your servant, and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their hearts back to you again. Verse 38 says, Then the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burnt sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the dust, and it licked up the water that was in the trench. Now when all the people saw it, they fell on their faces and they said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. Who is your God?
Amen.
Who are you depending on?
Hallelujah.
Who are you listening to? Who are you trusting? Who are you giving your time to? What is it? Because when you make man your God, you get worries, you get fear, you get doubt. When you make man your God and you trust in man's word and not trusting in God who made the man, hallelujah, not trusting in God who made the man, the creator of all things that know how your body functions because he created your body, that when man say no, God can say yes. When man counts you dead, God can raise you up again and say live. We're talking about God that can speak to the dry bones in the desert and command them to rise up and live again and march and be soldiers. My Lord, my God, who is your God? Who have you made
Lord.
Your God? See, a lot of times we don't think about that. We're just going through life doing things, saying things, making things our priority. People always say, I got to get that money. I got to get my money. I got to do this first. I got to do that first. Then I'll give to God. I do that first, and I got to give to God. But you don't realize, and you put God second. Then you made him your God. So God is not even God in your life. But a lot of us want to run to the Almighty God when the God that we've been worshiping, the God we've been praising, our money, our children, our jobs, and all these other things, now that's not working. Now we're screaming and we're hollering out to what we have because even that is not working anymore. Who is your God? I remember a story about a man. His son was sick, and he went to the doctor. He was a millionaire, and he told the doctor, I will give you anything that it will cost. Tell me how much will it cost. See, he had made money his God, and the doctor told him, at this point, you need to pray to God because only God can help you. Even the money that we have, if you look at the money in your pocket or your purse, it says, in God we trust.
but you're trusting in the money that trusts in God. So I'm here to tell you, if you don't know who your God is, and you chose other things to be your God, and you're waiting for it to answer back, if you're wondering why I'm not getting that answer, because you're worshiping the wrong God.
Amen.
You're praying noon, day, and night. You're crying out on your face. You're listening to praise and worship music. But who is your God? When you get there, is your God responding back? If you're wondering why God is not listening to me, who is your God? Because the God that you are praising, that you're worshiping, he's not going to answer. She's not going to answer. It's not going to answer. It can't help you. Oh, God Almighty, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Sabaoth, Jehovah Shalom, El Denaya, Elohim, Jehovah Mekadish, Jehovah sick to do. Call on El Elyon. Call on right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and he shall deliver you. He shall feed you when there's nothing, when there's nothing else. I don't know about you, if you ever never had anything and didn't know how you was going to do it, but God sent someone. He sent a lamb in the bush. I don't know about you, if you didn't know how you was going to get there. When you were sick in your body, you didn't think you was going to recover, but God made a way. God delivered you. God healed you when you didn't have the money to get the medication, when you couldn't go to the doctor because you didn't have money, but you prayed to God Almighty, and he delivered you. I don't know about you, but my God is able. My God is stable. My God is here to stay. He never leaves. He never leaves me nor forsake me. His word says, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He said, I'm not like man. I shall not lie. He has not reason to lie to us. We can depend on God's word. We can stand on it and know if we trust in God.
Yeah.
And not ourselves. Because some of us have made ourselves gods. We depend on ourselves for everything. We think we can do all and everything, greater and better. The question is, who is your God? The Bible says there's a story, and we'll break down a little bit more because we have to wrap up here. There's a story in the Bible in 2 Kings, you all. 2 Kings, verse 26. The Bible says, then as the king of Israel was passing by on the wall, a woman cried out to him, saying, help my lord, O king. And he said, if the Lord does not help you, where can I find help for you? From the threshing floor, from the wine press. And the king said to her, what is troubling you? And she answered this woman and said, the woman said to me, give your son that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow. So we bought my son and ate him. And I said to her on the next day, give your son that we may eat him, but she has hidden her son. Now it happened when the king heard the words of the woman that he tore his clothes, and as he passed by on the wall, the people looked, and there underneath he had sackcloth on his body. Then he said, God, do so to me and more also if the head of Elisha, the son of Shaphat, remains him today. So even the God that she served, which was man, had to call on God who created all things. There was a famine in the land.
Yeah.
Your God will have you eating your own baby. See, my God will provide when it looks like it's nothing around, when it's dry. I mean, it's bone dry. God will provide. He will feed he will send the bread from heaven. He will send the bread for him. And the Lord said, Moses, behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. He will send the bread from heaven. I don't know all about you. I don't know about you, but when you trust God and you give it all over to God and you make God Almighty your God, there is nothing that God cannot do. There's nowhere that you can go that God cannot reach you. There's no situation that you can be in that God can't bring you out. There is nothing that man can do that God. That God cannot turn it around for your good. If you just trust God, who is your God? Who have you made your God? Who have you given it all over to? Because we'll give it all over to men. We'll give it all over to the casino. We'll give it all over and trusting in that. We'll give it all over. We'll make people, you know, in control of our joy and our peace and our happiness. And the Bible says true joy, real joy cometh from the Lord. True peace cometh from our Heavenly Father. True peace, true happiness, true healing comes from our God, Almighty God. So who is your God? Who is your God?
Yes, that's right.
Who is your God? I'm going to say it again. Who is your God? Because if you're sitting there and you're listening right now and you're realizing, oh, my God, I've made men. I've made things. I've made people, my God. I've made money, my God. I've trusted in money. I've trusted in my job. I trusted in everything but God. Because some of us will want to kill ourselves if we lose our job. We want to kill ourselves if we lose the money, we lose our house, we lose our car, we'll lose our mind.
Hallelujah.
Who is your God?
That's right.
Whatever is on your mind the most of the time, whatever's on your mind is your God. God is angry with the world and their false gods like money and phones and social media, game system, cars, girls, boys, women, men, sex. Celebrities, he done made celebrities that God, they will stay out all night just to see this man or woman of God that people have built up and exalted over the name of God. Drugs and clothes and gluttony and sin and houses and whatever it is, trust in Christ and trust in Christ alone. Many people who are worshiping and praying in the church today are not praying to the God of the Bible, but one they made up. They're praying for things and not God. They're praying for things for God to do. They're praying for these things that they've made their God.
Yes.
Who is your God?
Amen.
Who is your God? Who, that is the question today. Who is your God? And we're going to wrap up here, but I just want you all to think about it. Think about who is your God. Satan fell from grace because he wanted to be God. And some people have made Satan their God. Was created as God's most gifted and beautiful supernatural being. Satan abused his authority and then led a rebellion against Yahweh God, punished and then limited his authority. God punished him and limited his authority on earth, and he is still the God of this world. He's still wreaking havoc on today on our people, and we have to be careful who our God is and what we are worshiping, what we're giving our time to. 2 Corinthians 44 says, but his authority is checked by God's sovereign purpose, and his final destruction is decreed. You have good angels and you have fallen angels masquerading as the true God. We have to be careful because we have people that are masquerading to be something else. And so we have to be careful that we don't fall into those systems and those ways. So we thank you, Father God, that we know who you are.
Oh, yes,
and what you are to us, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we know that you are the beginning and the end, that you are Lord of Lord, all creator of all things, that you're God in all, you're God of all and in all. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. And if we've done anything or said anything outside of your will, Lord God, Lord, we ask that you forgive us and help us, oh God, to be obedient, to serve you all the days of our life, Lord. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you for this time, Father God. And those who are tuned in tonight, Lord, we ask that you bless them. Oh, Lord, some of us do not know or did not know, Father God, or we were taught in error, Lord God. But now that we do know, Lord God, we understand that we are counted. That we're counted right now, Father God. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord, that you are helping us right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That we are counted responsible. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare that you are our God and we are your people in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You are our provider, our way maker, our promise keeper, our light in the darkness, our miracle worker, our healer, our redeemer, for we are redeemed. You are our great physician, oh God. You are all that we need, all in all. And we just want to say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. At this time, we open up the doors of the church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
If we had a little more time, I would have given you a little bit more, but I hope that was enough to eat off of for today. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. If there's anyone that needs prayer, you can press 1. You can press 1. We'll pray for you and your family. If there's anyone today that's on the line, if you call, if you're, go ahead.
I want to lift up my Aunt Chandra. My Aunt Chandra, we talked with her on the prayer line last night, and she told us a couple things. We told her a couple things and want to make sure that we lift her up and my Uncle Billy, Aunt Chandra, my Uncle Billy, and two sons. So we're going to definitely lift them up in prayer. You know, if she's on the line or if she's listening live, you know, we are in agreement with you right now to lift you up in prayer in the name of Jesus. All is well with you and your house.
Yes, yes. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to the Most High God. Father God, we thank you. We lift up your Aunt Chandra right now. We lift you up in the name of Jesus Christ and her household and all that she's connected to and love. Lord, we pray her peace on today, Lord God. We pray her strength, Father God, that you will increase her in strength, increase her in peace right now and your protection in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for it, Lord.
Father,
hallelujah to your name.
in the name of Jesus. At this time is the time that we give to God's kingdom. If you want to sow a seed into the kingdom with us, you send your tithes and offering to us through our Cash App. And it's at Pastor Chantel. Pastor Chantel is P-A-S-T-O-R, capital S. H-A-N-T-E-L-L, Pastor Chantel. We just want to really go ahead and bless all tithes and offer those that are able to sow in today, and those who purpose in their heart to but not able to. God bless you. God bless your house, your barn. May your barn never go empty or dry in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, as we pray for the tither today in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We pray right now, God, over our tithes, according to your word in Malachi 3, we claim and ask you to fulfill the 7 promises that you have given us as a tither. And Heavenly Father, we thank you that our tithes, and that we ask you to revive us because we have obeyed you by paying our tithes, according to Malachi 3:10. Heavenly Father, you have promised us, according to your word, that because we pay our tithes, you will open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that we won't have room enough to receive. And Heavenly Father, you have promised us in Malachi 3, that because of our tithes, that we will be prosperous. And Heavenly Father, it says in your word in Malachi 3:11 that you will rebuke the devourer for us. So we ask you, Lord, to rebuke the devourer for our sakes because of our obedience in paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God, that you made us a blessing to be a blessing. Heavenly Father, your word says that your promise is to cripple and paralyze the enemy so he will not be able to come near us. Heavenly Father, we ask you not to let the enemy destroy the fruit of our ground, according to Malachi 3:11. Heavenly Father, we ask you to prevent the enemy from touching our finances, the fruits of our ground, because of our obedience to you and paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask that our vine not cast its fruit before its time, according to your word in Malachi 3. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to stop the enemy from touching any of ours and from coming near us or any number of member of our families, finances, fruits, and grounds, because we are obedient to you and paying our tithes in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask you to keep our families and our finances, our fruits and our grounds blessed with your 7 blessings of a tither, as is written in Malachi 3, and we ask you to give us fulfillment of these 7 blessings of a tither, according to John 16:23. And Father, we just want to say thank you. Father, we have been obedient in paying our tithes, and we receive right now the blessing. And Father, cause all the nations to call us blessed, our family to rise up and call us blessed, because we are tithers in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah,
we bless those right now that are listening in. We normally at this time get ready for benediction, but I will open this up for testimony. Anybody that's tuned in, that's listening, has a testimony. Pastor, maybe you have a testimony. I know I have a testimony I'd like to share. You can press 1, and we'll bring you through. And if you're on the actual internet, you can call us at 845-277-9213 and press 1. We would like to hear your testimony of what God has done for you and how God has turned it around, because you have chosen God Almighty, the God of Israel. You've chosen Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, so you know who your God is and who you are serving, and that is the God that answers by fire. Amen.
Amen. Go ahead. You got a testimony. Go ahead.
I do. I have a testimony, and my testimony is when God is working things out for your good, and when God is on your side, I don't care what the enemy tries to do, it won't work. Though it may, the Bible says that though it may come, it will not work. We always pray, let no weapons formed against us prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment be condemned, for this is our inheritance. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen. I mean, they will try to speak, you know, and speak negative. Weapons will form, but they won't prosper. So it'll form. The enemy will try. But when we have God as our protector, when we have, you know, when we have Jehovah Sabaoth as our protector, Jehovah Gabor as our protector, warring and fighting for us, we don't have to worry about that thing taking over us. On yesterday, me and my husband were looking for a house, and we were going to go out and look for a house. And we just thank God for his protection. And many have gotten scammed by these people, you know, trying to take your money. You know, you think you're paying for this house or whatever, and they're taking your money. So we thank God before they can even get to paperwork or even going to see the house, the Holy Spirit revealed to us that this was a scam. We were able to call the actual realty company who was actually renting and leasing the houses or selling houses to verify what was going on. You know, we were like, okay, no, something is not right. And
just for people to listen out, you know, listen to here. There are people out there that are scamming, people that are taking money, and, you know, nobody wants to lose their money. And so we just thank God. That's my testimony, that God stopped it, because it could have easily been us. It could have easily, you know, it could happen to anybody. But we thank God, you know, that we come against every trickery, every plot plan of the enemy. And you have to speak that in your life. And guess what? When the time comes, it's right there to protect you, to keep you, you know, from the trickery of the enemy. They will try. They will try.
Amen.
But it won't work.
That's
amen.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
So did you have anything, Jess?
I just want to come into agreement with you on that. You know, since we were talking about who is your God, that was a great word that went forth today, you know, a great life-changing word. And because that word went
Amen.
Forth today, now what's going to happen now is after, you know, the service is over with, you know, we're going to have a benediction, and after the service is over with, Satan will show up because you heard the word of God. He shows up immediately.
Yes.
So now you have a decision to make. You have a decision to make. When you hear the word of God, Satan automatically, he's going to show up immediately because he want to discredit or try to take the word of God out of your mind and take you from that place. And that's what God wants you to be, in that place. So don't be in that place where you hear the word of God and then go right back to doing what you were doing. Okay, you was fearing, and then you heard the word and you stopped fearing, and then you go right back to fearing. Just be mindful of that. Or you were listening to the gospel being preached, and then you go right back to gossiping. Just make sure that you stay in that place where God is. Stay in that place. The Bible says, for the man should always pray, and we should always be in the word of God. We should always be communicating with him, always. Amen.
Yes, true. It's true. Amen.
Amen.
This time we have our benediction.
Now may God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, the great shepherd of our sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work and do his will, working in you what is well-pleasing in his sight. Through Jesus Christ, whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. God bless everyone.
It's been a wonderful Sunday. God bless everyone. We love you. There's nothing you can do about it. Make sure that you join us. We're here Monday through Friday on the Preacher and the Pastor Show. Sunday is our Sunday service, but we're here every night at 8 p.m., Monday through Friday. And Wednesdays, we have our Bible study. Wednesday's Bible study, that's our conference call, 978-990-5417. Access code is 434-1580. Look for us out there, Houston and surrounding cities. We will be out today, the byways and the highways, taking care of God's people as God is taking care of us.
That's
God
right.
has made us a blessing to be a blessing. Make sure you're blessing someone today with the word of God. However God leads you to bless, make sure that you are doing that in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, not for your glory, but for the glory of God. Amen. Y'all have a good Sunday. God bless you, and we love you. All right. Love you, babe.
Yes, I love you.